is Brad Friedman, and you're listening to an encore rebroadcast of The Brad Show on Raw Radio. Don't bother to call us, because ain't no one gonna answer your calls. And that would be for Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who we are trying to get in touch with. Hope we hear from her shortly. Of course, it's Seat of Your Pants Radio here on The Brad Show via Raw Radio. What more can you expect? Anything and everything could go wrong. That's why we enjoy it. Live radio. This is Brad Blogathon weekend, and there's a big Brad Blogathon going on at bradblog.com, put on by the readers of Brad Blog. It's a pretty extraordinary thing. I can't thank them enough. we may be getting Dr. Steve on the phone shortly. He's the madman behind this Brad Blogathon scheme, the first annual. We'll see if he'll it may take him a year to catch up from lack of sleep, as I understand. We'll talk to him about that shortly. This show tonight is dedicated to our friend Andy Stevenson, who passed away this week. America's friend, frankly, a great freedom fighter for election reform. We're going to have a tribute to him after the bottom of this hour. Miss him much. Let me hit a news item or two here. Oh no, Steve. Let's go to Steve. He's on the line. Well, heck, let's talk to Dr. Steve. Hey, Steve, are you there?
I'm right here.
Dr. Steve Veeley, my friend. I heard you were somewhat reluctant to come on the show tonight, but I want to tell you, you have nothing to worry about. I do this show sleep deprived all the time.
Okay.
You've been, I think, working harder than just about anyone on this thing, and I know there's a lot of you who've been working hard to get this Brad Blogathon up on bradblog.com, frankly, in support of the work that I've been doing and on Brad Blog and here on The Brad Show. And, Steve, I can't thank you enough. God love you for everything you're doing.
Well, you're welcome, and I think that you're very deserving of it, and I just hope that it turns out in a way that will have made it worth all of our efforts.
Well, one of the things that you did that you mentioned right off the bat, and I think is really important, is you're hoping that this would serve as a model for other similar sites to Brad Blog, progressive bloggers and so forth, perhaps showing how the readers can get together and take over. You guys took over the joint. I'm not even allowed to post there anymore.
Well, if you feel like you have to, we'll let you, but... No, it's been quite an experience, and I guess it is kind of unique, and maybe that's one of the things that made it kind of hard to anticipate what we should do and what would happen and how this would be received. But I guess we're finding out, and I hope it will serve well. If it doesn't serve as a model for other blogs, I hope it's at least successful enough that is good for you anyway.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll serve as a model of what other blogs shouldn't do. So it'll work either way. You guys had some great folks on this morning as I was preparing the show. I was able to peek in. The thread with David Cobb was fascinating. And I saw as Larissa Alexandrovna from Raw Story was just getting up and rolling. And I know you got a lot of I think Bob Kohler is coming up tomorrow. Or see today.
Bob Kohler, well, everybody else that's live will be tomorrow. And I have to say, I think that maybe of all the things that we've done, that that's been maybe the most successful, at least in the sense that people, the live bloggers, really put a lot of effort out. I think that I was looking at what Larissa did, and I was thinking, gee, man, she, some of her answers, she could probably just copy and paste this whole thing and make a story out of it. I just think she really went out of her way to answer people's questions, and you really got an idea of her thoughts about quite a few different things.
And she's just aces. She's a great friend of the show, and she actually was going to be on here tonight with Michael Smith, who we had on at the top of the show from the Sunday London Times. And if you missed that interview, you'll be able to hear it either on Sunday's rebroadcast at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, or at bradshow.com, where we get all the archives of all the shows up. She's great, and she was exhausted. She's been up for a couple of days herself working on some stories and avoiding Hurricane Dennis and whatever she's doing down there in Florida. I don't know if you noticed it, but editor and publisher excuse me, picked up what you were doing. And the fact that Bob Kohler from Tribune Media Services was going to be guest blogging, are you surprised about that?
Well, I guess I'm not totally surprised. We did exchange emails prior to that inviting participation, and I'm in my sleep-deprived state forgetting the name of the it was Astor, right? Dave Astor.
I'm not sure who did the story. Dave Astor is,
you know, I don't know
a friend.
Who did the story. Yeah, yeah. They didn't seem to credit it, but I'm sure Dave Astor had something to do with it. We did invite him to participate, and he just said he greatly apologized. He was just involved in so many things all of a sudden that he didn't think he would be able to do it, and it was pretty late notice. But he certainly came through in other ways. I'm sure he had something to do with the piece that appeared, and it was very nice of him, and I got to say that I was quite amazed at Air America too, that the piece that you the video part that you were on with
Mike Malloy gave us a great plug for 3 or 4 minutes on his show the other night, and really appreciate that, and I think people realize the need for sites like Brad Blog, but I mean, it's really, you know, the bloggers out there, not me specifically, but really the folks who are taking their time to report the news that the corporate media ain't, and yet, you know, we don't get paid for it, and we sell some advertisements and so forth, but the amount of time this kind of work is now taking, at least for me, I can't speak for other bloggers, but boy, speaking of sleep deprived.
that is incredibly important because, you know, you're exactly right. You are providing us with the information that we're not getting, at least from the mainstream media, and that's an incredible shame. But, you know, if we don't have resources like you're providing, then where do we get this information from? I mean, I guess ignorance is bliss, and maybe if you really don't know what's happening and want to live with your head in the sand, you know, you can do it and maybe suffer the consequences. But, you know, once I started looking on the web, and particularly on Brad Blog, I really, my eyes were open, and I realized that, you know, really realized that there's an awful lot of stuff that I'm not hearing about in the mainstream media that's happening out there, and that's really the motivation behind this whole thing, that you have been, at least for me, the main source, and I've certainly been led in many directions on the internet to get other information from you know, going on your blog and reading what you had to say and what people that commented had to say. So it's been an incredible education for me, and this is one of the ways that I've tried to show my appreciation.
Well, you certainly have, you know, job well done. I don't have any idea what the results are going to be, but it's so moving. I don't know whose idea it was, if it was yours or Winter Patriot, our good friend who's hosting all of these guys. I don't know if I bet he hasn't gotten any sleep either, our nearly frozen Winter Patriot. I don't know whose idea it was to have a thread about how did you find Bradblog and what's kept you here. I thought that was really cool, and a lot of people had some really interesting stories and some interesting insights into how they found us. How did you find us, and why have you stayed? Well, you told us why you stayed. How'd you find us?
Well, it's probably similar to some of those stories. I have to admit that, you know, things have kept me busy enough that I've read a little bit on that thread, and I'm looking forward when time allows to really look through. I'll spend a better part of a week kind of reading all the stuff that people have posted on this, but it was really came out of my incredible disappointment with the results of the 2004 presidential election. I just I was pretty devastated and maybe looking for answers. And I really think it was references that I saw on things like black box voting to the story that you were breaking about Clint Curtis and stuff. And I ended up going to your site and reading the stories about Clint Curtis and just getting completely involved in that story. And it was a real salvation for me to be able to, you know, be, I guess, in some senses, distracted from and also given a little bit of hope that somebody out there was looking into, you know, the, what seemed to be happening. I have to admit, I felt that there was something fishy right from the beginning when Bush won re-election. I just felt that didn't seem to fit whatever everything else, all the other signals I was getting that he wasn't going to be re-elected, and it looked so likely that he wasn't for a while on the day of the election that I was truly shocked at what seemed to be unfolding.
You mentioned Clint Curtis. You guys have gotten a and let's give the person a plug. I don't know if they're anonymous or not, but a champion breeder of German Shepherds, because Clint lost his dog shortly after I reported the story. Under, we'll call it, mysterious circumstances, the dog was shot. You found someone who was willing to donate a new German Shepherd.
Yeah. Well, I didn't find her. She was a person that posted a number of times on Bradblog, and I was taken a little bit by the things she had to say and the fact that she was actually the wife of a person in the military, and I just communicated by email with her, and she was very responsive and actually told me that she bred these German Shepherds and that she had contemplated doing something like that for Clint, and wondered if it sounded like a practical thing to do. And at the time when I told her we were going to do this blogathon, and she came through, or at least it seems that she has. She's given me the original idea was that she was going to give him one of the dogs she did have, but it turned out that he was kind of anxious in having a dog that looked apparently a lot like the dog, and I'm pretty sure it was a female, and I know that might be helpful for other people. I think he's looking and hoping for a female, and I believe that's what they are planning on giving him. We are with the naming contest.
Yeah, you guys are having a naming contest. Who's the? I haven't gotten to look in. Is there a favorite name so far out there?
That's a tough one. I have to admit, I haven't spent as much time looking at those names. Obviously, at some point I will. I can't really guess what kind of name Clint might want for his dog. I hope we give him some good ones so he's not stuck with something that he doesn't like. I suppose he doesn't absolutely have to call it what he chooses if there's nothing there, but
I don't know if he'd like having to call the dog Yang all his life. I don't know.
Right,
maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe so.
Tell you the answer to your question. I believe that I saw Brad is nominated by quite a few people. So
oh, boy.
Maybe it'll be Brad.
Okay. Well, I knew I'd end up as someone's bitch. Raw radio, baby. Hey, I got a note that an anonymous donor out there is matching contributions up to $1,000 for all donations and purchases at Brad's store during the blogathon or during the Brad show. Don't know who that is, but I want to give a shout out and say thanks to whoever that is. And I guess that means if you donate $10, we actually get 20. If you donate 50, we get 100. Is that kind of the way? Is that what that means?
I think he's saying that if we get the total donations, right, I guess that's what you're saying, that if somebody donates 50, he'll give another 50, so it's 100, that sort of thing.
But it's got to be during the Brad show, right?
You know what, that was the original thing, and
yeah.
I don't know if he'd be willing, since the Brad show has been a little bit interrupted, and because we didn't do the greatest job of getting that on, we were, kind of busy getting that at the time we were trying to post that, doing some other things. So, I'll have to communicate with this person, but I want to say that it is a real person. I noticed on the thread for that post that somebody was very cynical about the idea that we were, that such a person was making that offer, and that we were just trying to, push people to make donations. I don't know how I can prove an anonymous person was willing to do this, but the fact is there is actually such a person, and it's
Steve. Don't make me drag you into the grand jury to get your anonymous sources on this.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We mean business.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were able to hear it because it has been going in and out. But the hour we just did with Bill Israel on his friend Karl Rove was fascinating. And if you didn't hear it, you should have. But you can hear it on the rebroadcast on Sunday, and then we will have it up at bradshow.com for downloading because it was really fascinating. Do me a favor, whoever that anonymous donor is, please thank him or her for me, and please thank all the other guys. And I don't even know, so many have helped out over there. Winter Patriot and Torqued and Peg C and Jim. How do you say his name? Do you know Jim Cyril? Cyril?
You know what? I talked to him once, and
yeah.
I think it's. I always say Cyrille, but it probably is not right, and I can't remember if I actually asked him to give me his correct.
I had that same problem with you a couple of weeks ago when I realized I've been talking to you for months about all of this, and then I had no, and I've never said your name out loud, so I was like, Vialli? I have no idea.
Well, I'll say that it's amazing that we've gone through this process for a couple of months, and this is the first time I've ever actually spoken to you in person. We've communicated a number of times by email, but this is the first time, and you are pronouncing my name perfectly.
Well, after I realized I didn't know, I set the enormous Bradblog staff into action to figure out exactly how it would be pronounced. I got the research team on it. And, I joke about the Bradblog staff because I often use the royal we when I write on, I should probably say this, why don't I take the opportunity, when I write on the Bradblog, I frequently use, we have discovered this and we have discovered that, and I enjoy no end when I get email from people telling me that you guys are doing great at the Bradblog, and you should have your staff look into this. We ain't got no staff, Steve.
I realize that you don't, although I have to say you obviously now with the Brad Show have at least one very dedicated staff person, because I've had the opportunity to communicate with Kat a number of times, and she's a pretty amazing person, and you certainly, I don't know what she gets paid or if she gets paid, but she's one incredibly dedicated person.
Yeah, gets paid. No one gets paid around here. She is incredibly dedicated, and I'm lucky to have found her really just a month or two ago. But you know what? I'm lucky to have found you and so many other people who have just given so freely of their time just to, get the word out, just to keep up the good fight. So, hey, Steve, I want to thank you so much for doing that, and thanks for coming in and apparently taking the place of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who, Desi, any word from her? No?
Well, I won't pretend that I could have taken her place, but I appreciate that you would want to have me on, and I want to say that I hope you keep up the good work, because it's an inspiration for all of us, and I don't mean to make you blush or anything, but while I'm at this, have you seen the bobblehead, Brad bobblehead?
No.
That's the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah,
right?
It is, Dave. The Brad bobblehead, I have not seen it. I only just heard about it. You're out of your mind, Steve.
Well.
Is it online? Can we see the Brad bobblehead?
What you can see, and the reason it wasn't made into a bigger deal is that it is in production right now, and it was supposed to be at a state where the prototype would be available and painted. That didn't occur for a number of reasons. We have an unpainted prototype, but they were nice enough to sort of do a simulated paint job on the prototype, and that's what is available.
Brother.
And you can see other aspects of the prototype that on the site that are pretty neat. I can't pretend that from what I know of Brad, at least looking at your pictures, that it's the face is an exact replica, but the thought that counts, right? So hopefully it'll be an item people will want. You can't buy it. It's a limited edition. You have to contribute at least $100 to get one. And I truly think that when people see it, the real thing, at least what it represents, that it'll be an item worth having, and I hope that people will donate for it.
A collector's item. Man, you're nuts. Thank you, and thanks to everyone. I got to get out. I really appreciate you coming on,
sure,
Steve.
Bro.
Thank you for everything,
you.
My friend. Talk to you soon. More on The Brad Show on Raw Radio after this.
Raw Radio. Radio. Radio.
So you wake me up.
Yeah.
We both come out, you whack her up, we got him.
Are you crazy? Hit him with what?
You're the jock. You have a baseball bat or something.
Just meet me at my porch at midnight. One meanwhile.
If you're one of the millions of Americans losing their hair, chances are you've heard of Avacor. You've heard that Avacor has helped thousands of people just like you successfully regrow their hair. So why haven't you called? We know there's a lot of confusing information about treatments for baldness, but you can be assured that Avacor really works. We're permitted to say that on the air because our clinical studies and claims of success have been independently reviewed and proven true. That's right. Avacor is a proven three-step system that helps people regrow their hair every day, even people that started losing their hair years ago. We also understand that choosing the correct treatment for hair loss is an important decision. Avacor makes it easy. Avacor comes with a one-year money-back guarantee. Think about it. We can help you.
To order Avacor, call 800-724-8491. That's 800-724-8491. Avacor. Call 800-724-8491.
The future of radio.
the IBC Radio Network.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Debbie Edmiston. Police in London are now confirming 49 deaths in yesterday's terror attacks, but they expect the toll to go higher. The city's police commissioner says the bodies of all 13 people killed in a bus attack have been recovered. Police haven't yet accounted for all of the dead on one subway train. One commissioner says he agrees with officials who say the attacks look like the work of Al-Qaeda, but he points out that police are just at the beginning of a very complex, lengthy investigation. The country's top law enforcement official said there's a strong possibility of an Al-Qaeda link, and London's mayor says the city would have been a target even if Britain didn't have troops in Iraq. The mayor also says the terrorist attack should not dissuade Londoners from carrying on with their lives. Ken Livingstone.
I myself will use the underground to go to work on Monday, and that is the advice I give to every Londoner, that we carry on in this city working and enjoying our city as we do every other day of the year.
This is IRN.
The upcoming flu season could cause school closings, restricted travel, rationing of scarce medications, even death to thousands. The Center for Disease Control is worried that the recurring bird flu in Asia could trigger the next flu pandemic, bringing a flu strain that we've never experienced before, one for which there is no vaccine. All we can do at this point is prepare ourselves individually. One of the best ways to prepare is to create within ourselves a second immune system, and the way to do that is with colloidal silver. For centuries, it's been known that silver, and more recently the silver that's in colloidal silver, is a powerful antibiotic. You can buy it in stores, but you can make your own for far less than most places charge. Call 800-336-7000 for a free brochure that explains it more fully. So as the possibly devastating flu season approaches, prepare yourself for whatever flu strain it brings. Call 800-336-7000 and learn how to give your immune system the power to fight those pathogens. That's 800-336-7000 for free information about colloidal silver, the best natural antibiotic known.
This is an IRN business news update. Economists are looking for the June employment report to show a solid increase in payrolls on the heels of only a mediocre gain in May. The estimate of economists surveyed by Dow Jones Newswires and CNBC is for an increase of 200,000 new jobs in June, following a gain of only 78,000 in the previous month. They also expect the jobless rate to have remained low. Their forecast for the unemployment rate is for it to have held steady at 5.1%. Morgan Stanley is giving its former chief executive a golden parachute. The Wall Street Bank will give Phil Purcell a $44 million bonus, $250,000 a year for life, health benefits, and office help as his severance. Morgan will also contribute $250,000 per year in Purcell's name to charities of his choice. With an IRN Business News Update, I'm Steve Sawyer.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-513-4747.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-513-4747. Call 1-800-513-4747.
You are listening to the IBC Radio Network, 24-hour business, news, science, and paranormal talk radio. IBCRadio.com.
Let's play Twister. Let's play. Goofing on elders, too, are we losing touch?
to our final half hour of the Brad Show via Raw Radio. I am your friendly citizen blogger, citizen investigative blogger, Brad Friedman, here for our, well, we've got about 30 minutes left here. As many of you know, I am a, well, I'm apparently now part of the election reform movement. And one of the folks I've met along the way is a fellow by the name of Andy Stevenson. I'm trying to remember how I even came across him in the first place, but when I did, really just a few months ago now, 4 or 5 months, he's a great guy, and we lost him this week, and he has been a champion for election reform and for fighting against election fraud in this country. And he was one of the first guests we had on this show. In our first episode ever, April 16th, 2005, he helped us get up and on the air. And America has lost a great fighter. And, well, a dear friend of mine. And I'm... I wanted to play a little bit of that first appearance that Andy was on our show. Right now, you guys ready? Okay, go ahead, play that.
Our guest right now is Andy Stevenson. He is with VelvetRevolution.us. Oh, I've heard of them. They're great. He's also the education director for Vote Trust USA. He has spent the last 3 years investigating voting machines and the companies that make them. Formerly, he was with Black Box Voting. Andy was pivotal to bringing the problems into the public's conscience, those problems of voting machines and what really goes on inside. Andy continues his education and investigative campaign to this day, and he's planning an education tour this summer to teach others to audit elections. Hey, Andy, are you there?
I am. How you doing, Brad?
You were able to hear the first hour, were you?
Oh, perfectly.
Oh, that's good. I wasn't. Did you enjoy it?
I did, okay. Very much.
Was that Clint Curtis guy?
Yeah, he's got an amazing story to tell, but yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Big liar. Big liar. Anyway, no, he's not a liar. He passed the lie detector test. So
he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. You know, I think that's impressive, but what do I know? Listen, you're talking about auditing elections, and you're going to teach people how to audit elections. What does that mean? How do you audit elections?
Well, you do a public records request and then look through the records and see if you find problems and things like that, and generally you will.
You will?
I find problems all the time. Oh, yeah, I find problems all the time in my own elections office here in King County.
You're in King County, Washington?
Washington State, right.
Now, you were down in Florida right after November elections. You guys were, I understand, looking through some trash down there.
There were actually activists, Florida activists, that were looking through the trash as the elections office was carrying boxes of trash out and dumping them.
Now, of course, they have to dump their trash. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's a problem when there's poll tapes and elections materials that have voters' names, address, social security numbers, those types of things. That's a problem.
Yeah, now, that material is supposed to be kept because it's official material, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. Now, what were you doing down there? What were you guys looking at after the November election down in Florida?
Well, we had done a FOIA request, this we being Black Box Voting, we had done a FOIA request on election night.
That's the Freedom of Information Act.
Freedom of Information Act, right.
Okay.
And we had gone down there to pick up a few of the FOIA requests that we had made. And actually, we were able to take a really good look at Glades County and Volusia County in particular.
What were you looking for down there?
Well, omissions. And actually, the Volusia find was really quite by accident. We had requested the poll tapes. The poll tapes are printed on the machine. They print in the morning a zero tape, and then in the afternoon they print a totals tape of how many votes were cast on that machine. And they print a tape. It looks like a cash register receipt. It has all the votes and you know, the races, and everything's broken down.
Okay, so you found these tapes?
Those, well, the ones they gave us, though, they presented to us as official copies, were dated November the 15th, and none of them were signed. Now, signed by the poll workers. At the end, after the zero tape is run and the totals tape is run, the poll workers will sign the poll tape. So we got tapes that had been printed on the 15th, and when we started looking between the two tapes is when we started finding, you know, vote differences, discrepancies.
Discrepancies. What type of discrepancies were you finding?
In most cases, it was 5-10 votes. It wasn't anything really large. But then in precinct 215, there was a 100 vote plus discrepancy in between the two totals from what was printed on the 2nd and the 15th.
In a single precinct?
In a single precinct.
Now, why? Let me back up. Why were you even there in the first place? Were you looking for vote fraud? Did you suspect there was fraud? George W. Bush, I understand, won handily this year in Florida, as opposed to 2000 when they ended up giving him 500 votes. But that was, of course, without counting all the votes. What was going on in Florida? Why were you there?
Well, in particular, in Volusia County. In the 2000 election, Al Gore got minus 16,022 votes in Volusia County on Diebold software.
Diebold being the number one voting machine company in America, correct?
In America, correct.
And Al Gore got how many votes on their machine?
Minus 16,022.
They must really not like Al Gore in Volusia County.
They must not. Now, it was blamed on bad memory cards, but you've got to keep in mind that if the memory card's bad, the machine doesn't work. The same situation happened in Florida in 2004 in Volusia County. In fact, I have a copy here in my files of a letter that was sent by Diebold to Volusia County telling them that they had more memory card failures than all of the other Diebold counties in Florida combined. When you're voting, the ballot is run through the scanner and the votes are put onto a memory card, and then the memory card, the votes are either brought into the central count area and then the votes are uploaded into the machine, or you can modem in the results from far-flung parts of the county. Now, in Volusia County, they have one depot, and that the depot is on the Daytona Beach Speedway, right in front of it. And
this is a place where they bring those memory cards to drop them off to be counted at a central location, right?
To be for the votes on those cards to be transmitted to the central count computer via phone line or internet.
Okay, so they bring them to this depot to have the memory cards counted.
Right, and the poll workers are encouraged not to get out of their car, just to hand the people at the depot their bag with their elections materials in it.
Why are they encouraged not to get out of their car?
To make it more convenient, you know, they've worked all day and you know.
So they want to rest. They don't want to trouble them to have to get out.
Right.
So it's a drive-through.
And just drive-through handoff of the election materials.
Now, well, in all seriousness, is there a reason? I mean, it's not because they're tired. I mean, why? I really don't know the answer.
Because you break the chain of command. I have a friend who told me that the best way to manipulate a Diebold election would be using memory cards and modeming in the results, because Diebold is particularly vulnerable because of the way their modem is set up. The votes are transmitted in straight ASCII text, and for the non-technical people, it's like sending a fax that you can read. It's not scrambled, it's not encrypted, so anybody can look at it and read it.
Do you have reason to believe that these machines down in Volusia, Florida, or Volusia County, were hacked?
I don't know that they were hacked. I know that there were 60 bad memory cards down there, and that's quite a bit for an election. And the errors were mostly centered on East Volusia, where most of the memory card failures were noted. In fact, all the memory cards that went bad were going bad in East Volusia, where they were taking their election materials to a depot and dropping them off and breaking the chain of command. Volusia County wouldn't have changed the election results, but it certainly underscores the vulnerabilities with these machines and why it's so important that we have the ballots. You know, they have optical scan machines there, so they're able to go back and look at the ballots if they need to.
Okay, so they back down in Volusia, they can go back and count the votes if they need to?
Oh, sure, because they have a paper optical scan ballot.
And does that mean then that even if you found problems with the memory cards that you're talking about, that if we went back and did a recount, we could get an accurate count of Volusia County?
More than likely, yeah. That's what I would see. Last September, we did a press conference in Washington, D.C., where we had gone to California and showed a chimp how to change the audit log in the Diebold voting system. Now, you've got to keep in mind that the audit log is analogous to the black box in an aircraft. It records everything that happens in the system during an election.
Right.
So we trained a chimpanzee how to take entries out of the audit log. Diebold said, oh, it's all smoke and mirrors.
That you trained an actual chimpanzee how to do this?
Now you got to keep in mind this was a special chimpanzee. He had been on a television show in Germany for many years, so you know this was no ordinary chimp.
I see. So the not ordinary chimp, what did he do?
He deleted entries in the audit log. Diebold says, "Oh, that's all smoke and mirrors. It could never happen. It would never happen." And then on September 14th, we came back here to Washington State and watched our own election primary and did a FOIA, public records request, and discovered that there was a 3.5-hour gap in the audit log. Basically the same thing that we had shown the chimpanzee how to do.
Brother. So clearly there's chimpanzees in Washington. That's what we've learned from all of this.
Yes, because Diebold emphatically stated that you know the audit log could not be changed by any human intervention.
So there you go. It was chimpanzees.
The thing that we need to worry about and watch for now is you know the upcoming 2006 midterms.
What should we be watching for?
The fix being in.
In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trained, and he carries a reminder of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, 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 lie.
We'll be right back with our final five. It's the Brand Show.
Are you sick of the same old business talk shows? Are you tired of hearing all the ranting and raving about the Microsofts of this world? Shows macro bias and mega dominated and get all excited when a stock moves up 5%. Boring. Then check out Stock Talk Live, a special business radio talk show on the air each and every stock market day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stock Talk Live has unique business content not found anywhere else. The subject is penny stocks, and they're often overlooked huge profit opportunities. Gains of 100, 200, and 1,000% or more happen from time to time with penny stocks. And Stock Talk Live is here to show you the way. In English, this means big money, fast money, real profit opportunities not found anywhere else. Forget about those silly infomercials that promise quick riches. Learn how to make real money all by yourself. Tune in to Stock Talk Live on the web at stocktalklive.net. Stock Talk Live is owned and operated by International Broadcasting Corporation, a publicly traded company, ticker symbol IBCS.
Are you looking for a long-term, high-growth investment? Are you sick of the here-today and gone-tomorrow companies and stock prices that collapse to zero? Just as in life itself, there are no guarantees on Wall Street. But high-risk investors should check out International Broadcasting Corporation, trading on the over-the-counter bulletin board, stock symbol IBCS. IBCS is focused upon building successful publishing, broadcasting, and media ventures. IBCS is the parent company of the IBC Radio Network, a 24/7 satellite-distributed, all-talk radio service. In a little over 2 years, IBC Radio Network has been transformed from an obscure radio service carrying shows found elsewhere into a talk network providing exclusive original material. Shows like Stock Talk Live, believed to be the very first fully interactive 7-hour-long business radio talk show focused exclusively on penny stocks. Another hugely popular show is The Lou Gentile Show, paranormal talk radio at its finest. Lou Gentile is not just a talk show host, but a real paranormal investigator. For a conservative political talk show, check out Talk Show America. Each weekday, host JR interacts with his listeners to bring you a unique talk show experience not found anywhere else. Everyone knows the key to success on Wall Street is finding opportunities before they get discovered by the general population. IBCS has recently experienced phenomenal growth and may be on the verge of being discovered. The company is on a mission to make itself a household name. So if you're a high-risk, high-reward investor, we recommend that you take a look at International Broadcasting Corporation, stock symbol IBCS. For more information, visit the website at www.ibcrn.com. That's ibcrn.com. Remember, the stock market is risky and you could lose some or all of your money. You could make money too. This message is not a solicitation to buy or sell securities. You should never make risky investments without the consultation of a professional investment advisor. This message is paid for by International Broadcasting Corporation, a publicly traded company, stock symbol IBCS.
Energy, oil, gas. Today's economy is heavily dependent upon all three. The successful providers of these commodities are flexible enough to grow and change with conditions, yet large and strong enough to have a visible presence in a worldwide marketplace. Check out Apollo Resources International Incorporated, ticker symbol AOOR. Apollo Resources International is a public energy company focused upon upstream oil and gas production, assets, development, and operations. The company plans to grow quickly through acquisitions of small oil and gas producing entities and certain production assets, including producing properties and pipelines. The primary goals are to increase the productivity of existing undervalued properties through recompletions, equipment upgrades, newer recovery techniques, and to increase the reserve base through new drilling of acquired underdeveloped gas and oil properties. Further, the company intends to increase reserves by establishing and operating strategic gas gathering pipelines in key production areas. Apollo Resources International has key holdings in Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, New Mexico, and oil and gas production fields in Kaliningrad, Russia. Finally, Apollo Resources International has committed to benefit the environment and reduce dependency upon imported oil. Apollo Resources has acquired 50% of Earth Biofuels Incorporated, a producer and distributor of biodiesel and a hydrogen-based propane substitute. Be sure to check out Apollo Resources International Incorporated, ticker symbol AOOR. Visit them on the web at apolloresources.com. That's apolloresources.com. Remember, the stock market is risky, and you could lose some or all of your money. You could make money, too. This message is paid for by Apollo Resources International Incorporated, ticker symbol AOOR, and is not a solicitation to buy or sell securities.
The future of radio, the IBC Radio Network.
The
listening to the last final five of the Brad Show on Raw Radio.
And friends just can't be found like a bridge over troubled water.
Brad Show goes out to our dear friend, Andy Stevenson. I want to thank everyone for everything they did tonight. To our engineer, Greg Hainer. Thank you, brother. To Desi Doyen and the mighty Jamie Robledo here in the studio, trying to keep us up and alive. And somewhere out there in the wild of Oregon, the infamous Cat Lestrange, pulling her strings and working her magic. I want to thank her particularly this week for service above and beyond. She helped to put together that tribute to Andy, and boy, she helped do a whole lot more this week too, as she always does. Special thanks also to our no longer so secret weapon, David Edwards, for everything that he has done for us, that he's been doing all week. To all of our guests, Michael Smith, John Brakey, Dr. David Griscom, Bill Israel. Sheila Jackson Lee never made it, did she? Oh, well. Kira from the Brad blog and Dr. Steve Veely for, boy, pulling off one hell of a blogathon over there at bradblog.com, along with Winter Patriot, who has been hosting like mad round the clock and probably will continue to do so because this thon goes on for another day. Please come by and take part. There's some extraordinary stuff going on there and some people just doing a great job. Who's coming up tomorrow? Robert Kohler. Chris Floyd, I think, is tomorrow. Clint Curtis. Bob Fetrakis, all kinds of folks, lots of stuff to do, lots of stuff to buy, yes, a Brad blog bobblehead, so you can get one of them. Where else can you get one of them? So be sure to stop on by to the groundbreaking Brad blogathon, and I want to shout out to my friends at the Sacred Fools Theater Company out here in Los Angeles. Gathering together today to remember another friend of ours that we lost not long ago. Actually, found out about it just moments before I went on the air for my second show. Aldrich Allen. We lost him not long ago and miss him as well. So, well, leave it to me to leave you on a down note. Sorry about that. Want to most of all, however, thank all of you guys out there, all of the Brad bloggers who have pulled it together, just an amazing effort there this weekend. Thank you for everything. I am moved beyond words, beyond description. So, thank you for everything, guys. And please tell a few friends to listen to our rebroadcast tomorrow. And as we like to say around here, if the democracy and radio gods are with us, and they're not always, but if they are, we'll be back next Saturday night live here on The Brad Show on Raw Radio. Thanks, guys. Hey, Dr. Steve, Winter Patriot, get some rest. Peace.
Raw Radio.